Having three children, my house has at times been a petri dish of illnesses.
What do you mean, at times? Every house with children is a petri dish?
It's getting better now that they're getting older, but a friend of mine named Steve the Hippie one time gave me this tiny little tincture that had all this stuff in it and spicy, delicious things, and I have forever called it Steve the Hippie tincture, but I would take it when I was starting to feel a little bit ill. Sometimes that magic substance is called fire cider, and it's time for a local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Kara Peters, who is from Greenfield, who is a new entrepreneur making Albin's tried and true fire cider. Snake oil or a real health benefit, Kara Peters?
Anything and all of the above.
Tell us, for those who don't know or aren't friends with Steve the Hippie, what goes into what we're calling fire cider?
I get the question all the time, what is fire cider? Because most people don't really know. And I just say fire cider is basically an apple cider vinegar that's infused with a bunch of healthful ingredients. There are many, many recipes out there and many fire ciders out there, but mine has in it apple cider vinegar, honey, jalapeno, horseradish, black pepper, onions, garlic, lemon, rosemary, turmeric, and ginger.
Didn't even have to look it up.
I have said that probably a billion times.
And what's cool about your fire cider is that you, being from Greenfield, are sourcing all this stuff, or as much of it as you can, from the local farms?
Absolutely. I love working with the local farms. They're my partners in this. I get my turmeric and my ginger from Old Friends Farm in Amherst, honey from Shelburne Honey, my apple cider vinegar from Apex Orchards. Actually got my horseradish fairly locally on Long Island from Schmidt's Farm. And I recently started getting my garlic from Shady Corner Farm in Sherburne. And then Kitchen Garden Farm, I also get some things from them too.
They make all sorts of good hot stuff there.
I have also encountered fire cider mostly in the Valley and a little bit before. And this is the fourth or fifth company I've seen doing fire cider. What makes yours different from other folks in the market?
Well, one, I source from our local area. And I think that's really important. But mine actually tastes good.
Steve the Hippie tincture was an acquired taste. Maybe we should taste this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so you've all had fire cider before?
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot remember the specific program, if it was Science Friday or if it was Radiolab, but there was a bit about most of the standard ingredients that you usually find in fire cider. That would be the apple cider vinegar, the honey, onion of some sort, and or garlic, and how that particular recipe has been around since like the 15, 1600s and does actually work.
People use it for basic immunity, overall gut health, inflammation. All the ingredients have antioxidants in them. So the list of how people use it for health and wellness is very, very long.
Better not to narrow it down, because then people look at you and go, hey.
It's whatever ails you. So have you tried?
I have. It's very spicy. I mean, for normals. But it's got a sweetness that a lot of the other fire ciders do not have. So it does feel like a refreshing sweet beverage, too.
This is the best since the very first one that I had at a Maker's Faire in Northampton many, many, many years ago. I don't think that company exists anymore, and been looking for a good substitute since. So,
oh, excellent.
So Monty mentioned petri dishes. Was that the inspiration for yours?
Not
because
really.
Because of your kids getting you sick at home?
Yes. Thank you, Monty. That was the not connection.
Exactly. When they were young, I wanted to just try to make as many healthy, natural things for them. Elderberry syrup. I started doing lacto fermentation and fire cider from ingredients from my own garden.
Now, you work full-time for Community Action, which is a great social service organization run by the former mayor of Northampton, Mary Claire Higgins. But this is kind of your side hustle now since last year, right? Tell us what made you want to take the leap from helping your kids feel better to getting these gorgeous, the labels beautiful, this shelf-stable product to be able to go sell.
Yeah, it was a long process, and I wanted to quit many times, actually. I used to just make it for my friends and family, and I would make extra, and one person, just took one, said, you should sell this. And I'm like, no way, that is too huge. But then I made that first phone call to the Franklin County CDC and the Western Mass Food Processing Center just to inquire, you know, what would it take to start selling this? And 3 years later, I got my wholesale license. So it was only just that little birdie in my ear that made me think, oh, I actually can do this. This is something that I can be very passionate about.
Was there anything challenging about the process of moving to being wholesale that you weren't necessarily expecting after talking to both of those organizations?
Well, the whole process was really challenging. Every step of the way, I learned there was something else I had to do. Getting the labels done, getting the nutrition information down, getting it tested, and getting a scheduled process. There's so much that went into that. And when I finally had it down and got my wholesale license, I'm like, oh, great. Oh, no. Now I actually have to be a salesperson.
Which that's part of this.
Which I didn't think I had it in me at all. And so that was really challenging. But right off the bat, I started working, calling co-ops and stores. And I guess they just heard my excitement for it and were happy to take me on.
And now you're in like 25 different outlets.
I am. All over the Valley, Vermont, the Berkshires. A few of the stores are Greenfields Market. They were my first in Greenfield. And then there's Cornucopia in Northampton and Randall's Farm in Ludlow. I'm also in Clarkdale Fruit Farm and Park Hill Orchard. And I also do a lot of events. Farmers Markets, the Winter's Farmers Markets are coming up. I just did the Garlic and Arts Festival.
I was going to say, I saw you at Garlic
you
and
did?
Arts.
You did? Oh, it was that was amazing. I sold 230 bottles of fire cider.
Wow. Whoa. That's great.
I was really shocked.
Thank God for pandemic.
I know.
And some old school classic home remedies to try to feel better. We're talking about fire cider with Kara Peters from the new business, Albin's Tried and True Fire Cider. Tell us about the name of it.
Albin's yeah. is the was the name of my great-grandfather when he came over here from Sweden. And when he got his citizenship, they changed their names to Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N, which became my maiden name. Fire cider is Albin's, which is A-H-L-B-I-N.
Was this a recipe that came over with him? Is that why you're paying homage?
No, I'm paying homage to just the tradition of family mm-hmm. and keeping ancestors alive.
Was there not some sort of debate about the proprietary term fire cider that was in the news within the last couple of years where somebody was trying to make it seem like it was their thing, even though, as Khalees mentioned and as other people have said in this conversation, this is a kind of an ancient recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this company tried to trademark the name fire cider, and they did, and then lost the court case in the long run. You can't trademark chicken soup. So yeah. You can't trademark fire cider. Fun fact, though, that company actually started at the Western Mass Food Processing Center, just like I am.
And for those who, you mentioned it already before, if people aren't familiar with that and the Franklin County CDC and how those things work together, can you tell us about what that's all about?
Well, the Franklin County CDC is an amazing support for our community, for small businesses and entrepreneurs.
Community Development Corporation, not Center for Disease Control.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And under them is the Processing Center. And they take on all sorts of entrepreneurs food products that we know. Phil, you probably have some under, you know, some of them.
A lot of them started there, whether Real Pickles, Appalachian mm-hmm. Naturals, and a lot of times folks graduate from there when their quantities get to be a certain amount, and they may choose to create their own little micro processing centers, but not everyone. Mm-hmm. A lot mm-hmm. just stay there and keep producing great product.
Yeah, I really love working with them. I make my product with them, and I'm there with gas masks on while we process that horseradish.
You can weaponize it, so yeah, good thinking.
No, I really enjoy everyone there. You know, they're all so wonderful to work with. Such a support.
I'm wondering, Kara, anecdotally, are you hearing from any of your customers saying, oh, I felt like a little bit of fever coming on or stuffy nose, and I started to take some of your fire cider and it cleared me right up? Or
I hear it all the time. It is amazing. And so a lot of times people come to me and they say, will it help me with this? Will it help me with that? And I said, I'm not a doctor. However, this is how I use it, and this is how I know that other people use it. And yeah, I hear stories all the time from people who take it daily because they have, you know, aches and pains in their bodies, or they have stomach issues. So it warms my heart, literally, when I drink my fire cider, but it warms my heart when I hear stories like that.
So. And how does Jim at Hope and Olive use it?
Okay, so this is what I love to talk about, is how fire cider can be used in the kitchen.
Because not everybody wants to drink vinegar. Well, I do. But
yeah, me too.
That's
weird.
We're
right.
Weird.
Right, like I love the taste of it just like this. And yes. If it is too strong, you can add it to hot water and make a tea out of it. But there's so many other uses for fire cider in the kitchen. Cocktails is one of them. So as Phil mentioned, Hope and Olive had a fire cider hot toddy with my fire cider last winter. Bloody Marys, it is the Bloody Mary. It's the Bloody Mary mix. All you do is add the tomato juice and the vodka. But I also use it in recipes. So salad dressings, marinades, coleslaw. And I actually brought some salad dressing for you to try with bread.
So what did you add to the salad dressing besides your fire cider?
Well, it has all those yummy, yummy ingredients. You need nothing else but a little olive oil and a pinch of salt, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I show people this at events, this is really what sells it, because most people don't know what fire cider is. And I tell them about all the health benefits and how to use it in the kitchen. And it's when they taste this, that's when they're like, okay, yep, I'll buy one.
So I think you sort of had an interesting career path so far. You know, we talked previously, so I know you began with flute, moved into music therapy, nonprofit administration, and now a tonic that solves all the world's problems.
Ah, yes, I see where you're going with that. I like to help people.
Got the Albin's Fire Cider mixed with olive oil on bread.
I mean, it's already good on its own. So when you add olive oil, it's just going to get better.
Mm.
Yeah, it makes it rich, savory.
Right.
I have lots of fire cider at home. So I took a whole gallon and I boiled it down to 2 cups and made a reduction.
Mm.
And I put that over salmon and I put that over chicken and also ice cream.
Wow.
If you take your reduction and add, like, when you get to the point where it's, like, really, really syrupy, add in a tablespoon of butter and you've basically got a gastrique.
Ooh.
You get a certain richness for reducing, but, like, when you add a little bit of fat afterwards, it loosens your sauce a little bit and it adds a certain mouthfeel, adds unctuousness.
Is that how you say that word?
Yes.
Unctuous.
It's a throwback to the wine segment. So it's not just for hippie drinking flu remedy. You can use it in other aspects of cooking as well.
Can you bring out the salmon now?
If you are interested in making it into cocktails and, like, straight vinegar is not necessarily your thing, when we're in high fruit season, this is a really great base for a shrub. You'll have something that is a little bit sweeter and fruit-infused, and you can put it with, like, seltzer, put it in cocktails. This is a really great base for that, too, and maintains all those healthful properties that it originally had.
Plus, you're coming off of the apple growing season, and that's the kind of main ingredient of this fire cider here. Apple cider vinegar.
In fact, I will be at Clarkdale Fruit Farm for the Franklin County Cider Days on Sunday doing some demos from 11 to 1 if you want to come and try it.
Cider Days is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kara Peters from Franklin County, from Greenfield, with this new year-old business, Albin's Tried and True Fire Cider, with apple cider vinegar, raw honey, lemon, ginger root, horseradish, onion, turmeric root, garlic, rosemary, black pepper, and jalapeno. I have it written down.
You had to read it.
Kara has done it a billion times.
Yeah, but we're not making it, so we don't have to know what's in it.
Yeah.
We just have to know that it works for us,
yeah.
And then we can move on.
We can enjoy it. And Phil Corman from Seize, the local hero, folks, who deals with all of the farms that go into making this farm-based product. You can find out about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.